our preferred metals program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our preferred metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Teresa Taylor. Thousands still haven't been able to get home or see what's left of their homes as the wildfires continue in Boulder and Larimer counties. Jim Williams reports.
There's not expected to be any break for firefighters in those areas, at least through today, as more difficult fire conditions are expected, including gusty winds of 30 miles an hour. Crews on the scene of the Cameron Peak fire say they're now losing some of their personnel to the other two, the Calwood and Left Hand Canyon fires. A post on Cameron Peak's Facebook page says the 1,400 firefighters that have been there is actually less than requested, and the numbers keep changing as other fires need people and equipment, those crews getting moved when new fires flare up. The Cameron Peak blaze, the biggest in Colorado history, was active enough Tuesday that some crews were actually brought back there for safety. It's now burned some 205,000 acres, double the size of the city of Denver. Containment currently about 50%. I'm Jim Williams.
In a Tuesday briefing, Governor Polis said he gets that a lot of folks are suffering COVID fatigue, just getting tired of hearing about the coronavirus pandemic. But right now, there are more Coloradans hospitalized with the virus than at any time since late May. There are currently 417 people being treated for COVID-19 in hospitals statewide. And it's not just hospitalizations. The state's positivity rate has risen to 6.24%, threatening more outbreaks, according to the World Health Organization. The unlicensed security guard who shot a man to death in downtown Denver on the 10th of this month is due in court today. 30-year-old Matthew Dolliff was formally charged with second-degree murder Monday. He's accused of killing 49-year-old Lee Keltner as Keltner sprayed him with some kind of gas. Dolliff had been working to protect a TV news crew under contract with Pinkerton Security. And there won't be a season opening contest for CSU Rams football on Saturday after all. Their game with New Mexico has been not just postponed due to COVID-19, but canceled altogether. The league says there are just too many COVID cases in the county surrounding Las Cruces, so the Lobos are unable to participate. I'm Teresa Taylor.
A massive tax hike deal was cut in a Denver back room. That's Prop EE, a $294 million tax hike. News reports call it a highly irregular process, with big tobacco interests driving the deal. Details of how the hundreds of millions will be spent were, quote, omitted. They will sell it to us, saying it's for preschool, but not one penny is guaranteed to be spent on preschool. Not a penny. The politicians left out the details, so it can go to a politician's slush fund. A blank check. This tax hike sidesteps Tabor. Prop Double E, a spending spree. Vote no on Prop EE. Vote no on this backroom deal. No to a $294 million tax hike. No on Prop EE. Paid for by No on EE, a bad deal for Colorado. Patrick McDonald, registered agent.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you, and still the government won't admit they faked a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning, don't mind that. I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Foil.
Where I had this foil lined, in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. Someday I'll prove there's a big conspiracy.
Well, welcome to Open Forum Wednesday. I'm Kara, and this is my show, Brain Cleavage. We come to you every week at 11 o'clock on Wednesdays. And you all know by now what brain cleavage is. It's like this big brain just spilling out all over the place because it's so powerful. And when you come to brain cleavage, you know that you're always going to find robust thinking and never any artificial intelligence. Today, I am talking with a person who's running for the Colorado General Assembly. He's a very interesting fellow, and we've got a lot to talk about today. He's running for House District 11, and that's in Boulder County. And so without further ado, I'd like to introduce my guest, Mark Milliman. Welcome to Brain Cleavage.
Thank you, Kara. So glad to be here today.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And we actually get to sit face-to-face and look each other right in the eyeballs. And, you know, we have to do that with politicians to properly vet them. So, you know, you're passing the first test, Mark.
Great. Well, I'd like to think that I'm not a politician, even though every day I seem to be turning into one more and more.
Yeah, it's kind of the dilemma, isn't it? You know, Trump said he wasn't a politician either, but you do have to become one if you're going to run for office.
You got to play the part.
Is. Yes, there's just a certain game that has to be played, so you learn it as you go. So, Mark, let's learn a little bit about you. You are a native of Colorado?
No, I'm not. I actually grew up in Iowa.
Well, that's a good state.
But, yeah. Lived all over the world, had a lot of experiences, all the way from the East Coast to the West Coast, and places like the Netherlands, Korea. So I've been around a little bit.
So were you a Navy, Army, Air Force brat or what?
No, it was through my work. I have over 3 decades experience in the telecommunications industry.
So you have been stationed in all those different places with your own profession.
That's correct.
How interesting. Well, that will come back up in the conversation, I'm sure. So how long have you been in Colorado?
We've been here 16 years now,
mm-hmm.
and loved every minute of it. You know, Colorado's changed a lot since we first got here, and what brought us here is now slipping away from us very rapidly.
Ah, so you see that is happening. Is it because all those people from California are coming here? Or what?
Absolutely, yeah.
Everybody blames it on the Californians.
Blame it on the Californians, but
but, you know, those guys must be the good ones because they want to get away from there.
Yes and no. I mean, they bring their policies with them
uh-huh.
and the same things that they've done to California, they're starting to bring here.
Well, they get brainwashed, probably, and you know we become a relic of what we have lived, right?
That's true. Now, officially, I came from California as well. That was the place that I was, but since I'm not a native there, I was only there because of work. It just became untenable to live there.
Yeah, I can't imagine how people can. And I know that the people in the more rural and northern parts of California are very frustrated because they vote their conscience, they vote conservative, and, you know, the big population centers carry the day, and it's got to be frustrating for them.
Exactly.
So we don't want to actually be trashing all of California here, but definitely California is an example of, you know, what not to do in politics and in public policy.
And I actually saw a statistic yesterday. I'm not sure if it's true, but there's more people coming in from Cook County in Illinois than in other places.
Into Colorado?
Into Colorado.
Well, welcome, guys. Just don't bring, you know, that kind of thinking with you as well. I mean, that, again, I see this. I always see the glass half full. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a reason they're coming here. They're trying to get away from something that's not good. Now we have to, you know, incorporate them, assimilate them into something better.
Well, the point is, if they come here and become part of Colorado instead of bringing a little bit of themselves from there to here.
So what's wrong in Colorado right now that would be causing you to say, okay, I'm going to run for office? And that is a big commitment.
Well, yeah, it is. It's something I never wanted to do. I've worked inside the Beltway for a number of years with a lot of people there. I've worked with the federal government in a lot of different capacities, and I said I'd never want to be a politician, especially since I've known some of them that I respected and I thought were above the board, very honorable and ethical, and then to see them indicted broke my heart. Mm-hmm. So my experience of the swamp is that it is a swamp, and I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican.
What would you change when you get elected? Well, what is your platform?
Well, the first thing is, I mean, which is the reason I'm running, is to put some diversity back into the thought processes in our government. It has now become very ideological, and that's to the left. And Boulder and Denver are pretty much running the show here, not the rest of Colorado that is the heart of Colorado. And I, very early on with this COVID situation, I'll call it, didn't like what I was seeing. I was already disenchanted with the way the legislature was. Most people don't know some of the radical programs and legislation that they've passed and that aren't representative of what the typical Coloradan thinks and believes. So I was already disenchanted there. Then I started seeing Polis take over and his experts, you know, make recommendations that did not make sense. And so finally I just said I had enough. I'm either going to run for Congress, which we already have a good candidate, Charlie Wynn. I'll give him a plug for CD2 that is wonderful and has his act together. He's a doctor and a veteran. So I decided, well, let's make the state different. And so that's why I decided to run, to put some common sense, also some thought diversity. You know, we have a legislature and a government that thinks all one way now. Good public policy is made by having diverse opinions, diverse thought come together to coalesce, hopefully, in decent legislation.
So it sounds to me like you were an observer of the political process for a long time, and you saw things going in the wrong direction, and that maybe there became a sort of a point of a critical mass around the COVID era where you said, this is enough. I'm not going to stand by anymore. I mean, some good people have to stand up and do something.
Exactly. So a couple things about my upbringing, growing up in the Midwest, having those Midwestern values.
Hey, let's get back into that when we come back from the break, Mark. And I'm talking with Mark Milliman, a candidate for the Colorado General Assembly House in District 11 today on Brain Cleavage. We'll be right back.
The Liberty Revolt is founded on strategies to engage in the culture war.
And to bring awareness to the threat of radical ideological subversion in the West, catch our weekly radio show on KHNC Sundays at noon.
LibertyRevoltMedia.com.
The roar of the Rockies.
Hello, I'm Dr. Maria Kurchevskaya, co-owner of Front Range Academy of Music, or FRAM for short. I have over 20 years experience studying, performing, and teaching piano in Russia and the U.S. We offer lessons in piano, trumpet, and cornet, as well as group lessons in music theory and history. To learn more, please visit our website, www.fr-am.com. Contact us to give your child the gift of music today.
Cleaning out your garage or basement and not sure what to do with those old books, records, or cassette tapes? Then call the Bazaar Bazaar in Fort Collins at 970-484-1699. They buy, sell, trade record players, turntables, amplifiers, receivers, and vintage radios, working or not. They're your one-stop shop for books, music, stereos, you name it, they got it. Check out FortCollinsBazaar.com or call 970-484-1699. Located at 1014 South College in Fort Collins, 970-484-1699.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation. Today's telecommunications networks are focused on improving the customer experience. Maxcom has developed a new fiber tap to reduce and eliminate customer downtime while troubleshooting and testing the network. The device maintains signal continuity to subscribers while providing a test port for troubleshooting. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Enter promo code KHNC when shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's promo code KHNC.
Welcome back to Brain Cleavage. I'm Kara, and I'm talking to Mark Milliman today. He is a candidate for District 11 in the House side of the Colorado General Assembly. And, you know, when we went away, he had told us about his background and has been all over the world with his telecommunications profession. And then he was talking about Californians and the left coast and the corruption that he has seen and some things that he has noticed in the COVID era that really pushed him over the edge and made him decide to go to the effort and the extreme, a really displeasurable experience in many ways, and I know this from running for office myself, to run for office. And when we went to the break, he was going to tell us a little bit about his upbringing in the Midwest. Yeah. Go ahead.
So as I was saying before, you know, my father, if ever I complained about something, he'd always demand I have a solution. Also, being an engineer, we're the same thing. We're problem solvers. We like to present solutions. So when this all came out and everything, instead of just sitting there going out on Twitter and complaining about it, I say, put your money where your mouth is. You know, just don't complain. Come up with solutions.
Well, you know how effective it is to complain on Twitter anyway, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're in your own little echo chamber, and
your whole channel just gets locked down, and it's censorship. It's pure and simple censorship.
Well, this day and age, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, they're applying that a lot more heavily to a lot of people that are coming out, especially with more conservative voices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you knew that wasn't going to be an effective thing to do.
Right. So I said, if you really want to make a difference, you know, now's the time to do it. I was in an interesting part of my career. I was transitioning between jobs at the time. Unfortunately, an opportunity got jerked out from underneath me when travel started shutting down and people started shutting down states and businesses were closing. So I said, well, now's the time to do it, and if I find a job, I could still do both of them. Mm-hmm. But throw my name in the hat, in the ring, my hat in the ring. There we go, and try to make a difference.
Right, and you will. You are already. This is exciting. I know many people are going to be sitting in their kitchens or living rooms or cars, just kind of cheering as they listen to you talk. So let's talk about this COVID thing and Jared Polis. We have a way that we recognize him on this station, and I wasn't quite ready for this. Let's see here. Maybe I'll do that later because I want to make sure I get it right. I don't. For some reason, I'm not seeing it. Anyway, we have a way that we address him at this station. And you were saying that you kind of have an inside track in terms of information and knowledge that you have about technological things because of your experience in the telecommunications industry. Right. So I just want to back up for a second and go back to what happened, around March. Of course, that on March 13th, the president declared a state of emergency, and then starting immediately, our Governor Polis shut the state down, as so many governors did. And this was so orchestrated that I always felt like, you know, somehow there was some planning or there's some machinery in place behind all of this that just allows the same thing to happen in every state except for South Dakota. Yay, Christy Noem. We want to give a shout out to her. And South Dakota is my home state, right next to Iowa, by the way. Great states. So anyway, it's just sort of a little bit suspicious. But people way back then were saying, oh, this is just it's a conspiracy to try to unelect President Trump. It's just another part of that coup attempt. And even me, who really looks – I try to be very open-minded about things. At that time, I was thinking, that's a bit of a stretch. I don't know about that. But guess what? Now we're watching TV in our living rooms and we're seeing all the political advertising. And wouldn't you know, chubby boy Governor Polis comes on our TV and he is stumping for Hickenlooper, the guy who has all kinds of ethics violations. How could you, you know, not be ashamed to support him and speak out for him, in my opinion? And he says the three things you're going to get, there's three things you're going to get if you vote for Hickenlooper. One is you're going to, you know, be working to protect the environment, getting rid of all fossil fuels, and finally, you're going to be getting rid of the lockdown on COVID. And I'm like, wow, that's politicizing this pandemic on steroids. Now I'm a believer. Now I'm saying, yeah, it. You know, I'm finally seeing it. I couldn't before. And I think that you have a lot to say about that issue as well. And I'd love to hear about what your thoughts are about Polis and COVID and what's coming in the future and how you can impact that by being in the General Assembly of Colorado.
No, that's a mouthful, but I thought the three things we'd get from Hickenloopers, more crime, higher taxes, and more left-wing radical policies.
That's what I would say, too, and I'm sorry to give you such a mouthful. Now I'm going to let you talk.
Okay. So my journey into this actually started before any of that happened. It was right after the Imperial College paper came out, because it was getting a lot of press at the time. You know, 550,000 could die in the UK, 2.2 million in the US. And I was like, what? You know, so then I read the paper. You know, through the wonders of the internet, it was easy to find. Mm-hmm. I read it and I was like, this passes for science these days? I have a master's of science in engineering, master of science in electrical engineering, and which teaches us to be lifelong learners. And so I started delving into this thing, and the more I did, the more this paper was garbage. And anybody with a science, engineering, or any similar type of degree could easily come to that conclusion. And I started running the models, made my own models, and came up with much better projections that are actually holding true, like when we peaked here in Colorado, when we peaked in the U.S. For a different reason, I actually segregated out the elderly from the general population very early on. It looks like it's hindsight now, being 2020, but I did do that and had realistic numbers. The thing was that we were now making decisions, policy decisions, based on unproven mitigation techniques, like the lockdowns, never done before for any pandemic. And all of a sudden, we're shutting down states. Then we're doing other things that don't make sense. Now, at the federal level, it was done properly. You know, they were recommendations, and those have been tried and true and very sound. And closing air traffic coming in from Hunan very early on was brilliant, great thing to do. And, you know, we finally shut down Italy and places like that that we maybe could have done a little earlier, but it was still timely. The other thing Trump did was, as a good executive, he mobilized national resources to give him the governors what they needed to do their job right. And it was the governors that he left to make the decision. If he didn't, he would have been called a dictator. But now he's getting slammed for not doing that.
It was a lose-lose for him.
It was a lose-lose. But I believe he did the right thing. Here in this state, I believe we did the wrong things. And almost everything we did was wrong. The lockdowns, the data has shown, even with the manufactured and the erroneous information coming out from CDPHE, the lockdowns were ineffective at best. If not, they actually increased infections. Okay. Same thing with the school closures. We closed our schools very early on, and again, it had no impact. Even to date, we have barely 225 kids that have been hospitalized with COVID, but yet we're running psyops on these kids in these schools that are partially open. So
tell me, how can electing John Hickenlooper end the lockdown? How can that That doesn't make sense to me. And this is Jared Polis saying that, and he's the one who's held tightly to making sure that we stay locked down, and he continues to renew the face mask orders and to get – he goes even way beyond what's reasonable on these executive orders. So I think the only thing that could happen with Hickenlooper and others like him in Congress that could end the lockdown would be forced vaccinations. What else could it be?
Well, yeah, it also proves it's purely been a political move to do that.
Absolutely.
Scare the heck out of the public, especially the elderly, which we have done a terrible job protecting from day one. We mask up 99.96% of the population that's healthy and has not had this thing, but yet we've let almost – well, in Boulder County, it's been 80% of our elderly have died in long-term care facilities. I think the number in the state of Colorado is 60-plus percent.
Mm-hmm.
And our most vulnerable we have not protected properly. So by saying it ends when Hickenlooper – and they believe they're going to keep the legislature as well – proves it's been a purely political move to suppress the vote.
It has.
Keep people from going out voting in person. Continue the mail-in ballots, which they could swing any election or any race 5% in either direction if they want to by having mail-in ballots, and then potentially have forced vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
And then using the passport that Polis and his tech buddies in Boulder have been working on since the beginning of this.
Is that documented?
It is. Actually, Colorado Public Radio, to plug another media outlet, came up with a reasonable article, a random act of journalism, describing it.
Okay. So I told you when I first met you that because, you know, we're communicating with each other, and I said, you know, I don't have a cell phone, so you have to call me on my office phone. If I'm not there, leave a voicemail, and here's my email address. And now we're laughing a little bit about that because of the contact tracing that is going to be rolled out with this technology that you're talking about with the governor and his tech cronies.
Exactly. So unfortunately, you probably won't be able to go to the store. You know, go shopping.
I already feel like a prisoner. I don't go now because I get so harassed because I will not wear a face mask.
Ah, which is exactly why we initiated a federal lawsuit, not state, but a federal.
Oh, yes. This is something I should have mentioned earlier for our listeners. Mark has also he's a party to a federal lawsuit about face masks and freedom. Go ahead.
Yes. So we chose to make this a First Amendment article to issue to file in federal court, not in Polis's court, in the state level, against the mask mandates. Couple reasons for that is, one is to bring out the science, to make this all about science. We're not anti-mask. We're about anti-mandate for the mask. Because for the first time in the history, we've asked the general population to use a non-medical device for a medical procedure against their will.
Mm-hmm.
And that's un-American.
Yes.
So we started a lawsuit about that. Second, if we didn't put our foot down and put a stake in the ground here, then we're going to get that with the vaccines.
Oh, yeah.
We already saw the vaccine legislation rush through the last legislature, mm-hmm. and it was pushed through.
It was.
And we'll see it again forced on the general population. There's precedent back in 1908, 1909 with the Spanish flu.
Mm-hmm.
So we felt that we had to take action against this. I don't wear a face mask. Actually, that's a correction. I do wear a face mask because I live very close to the fires.
Yeah, it'll block out smoke.
And that's what it does. It blocks out the smoke and the particles that are flying through the air to protect your lungs.
Mm-hmm.
So in those cases, when I go outside, I wear a mask. But when I go inside, I take it off.
And it's your choice.
And it's my choice. So we initiated this lawsuit to actually have Polis, CDPHE, Boulder County Public Health, as well as the City of Fort Collins. We had Larimer County involved, but they changed their order so they didn't have to participate in the lawsuit. We're asking them to prove the science because the science is not there.
Mm-hmm.
Mysteriously.
Can I interrupt you for one second? I think that's an important point, that they would have to prove the science. And I think that in a broader sense, for any executive order or any orders that are put upon the people that do not go through the lawmaking body of the state, that should be the standard, that they can't just put an order in place because they want to or because there's fear about something. It should have to be based on science. So that's basically what you're purporting there.
It is, yeah, and it should be. And that's one of the first things we need to do Well, first thing we need to do is flip the legislature. The only way we're going to get out of this right now is flip the legislature because of the way the statute's been written. The current legislature, if we continue this makeup, they will not end his orders.
Yeah, they would probably pass legislation that would mirror his order, which is scary because I thought, you know, the right place for law to come is from the lawmaking body. But you're right. The current composition of the General Assembly in Colorado, we would not get a good piece of legislation.
Exactly. So Michigan's Supreme Court declared that Whitmer's orders are unconstitutional and pretty much told her to cease and desist.
Mm-hmm.
Their statutes are written differently than ours.
Mm-hmm.
Ours, unfortunately, give him this unending power.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to stop that.
We need to rewrite that kind of our legislation
exactly.
That governs his powers.
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
And there's no reason at this point with the communications that we have that we can't have a functional legislature right now.
Yeah, let's work towards that. We'll be back in just a moment talking to Mark Milliman today on Brain Cleavage. And we'll be back after the next 3 minutes of messages. Please don't go away. We look forward to meeting you back here in 3 minutes on KHNC 1360 AM, the Roar of the Rockies.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
I wish a buck was still silver.
Brian again with Turf Tamers Landscaping. What a great season we've had so far. We've installed flower beds, paver and flagstone patios. We've planted hundreds of trees, shrubs, and flowers, and generally beautified many homes and commercial properties. Thank you to all the KHNC listeners who gave us a call and consideration. If you are in Fort Collins, Loveland, Timnath, Wellington, or LaPorte, please call us at 970-460-8873 or visit us at turftamerslandscaping.com.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hello, I'm attorney Thomas Curry. My firm focuses on providing affordable, personalized estate planning for couples and individuals regardless of age or circumstance. When we first meet, we will identify what is important to you and your family, then discuss what legal tools could be a good match for your situation. Please visit my website, thomascurrylaw.com, to schedule your free consultation. Curry is spelled C-U-R-R-E-Y. I look forward to hearing from you.
But I ain't a bank robber, and I ain't the Lone Ranger, and I don't want to wear this mask. Take this mask and shove it. I ain't wearing it no more.
You better put Aretha Franklin in.
Y'all look at me like I'm the devil when I don't wear it in the store. Don't even try to make me put it on or I'm walking out the door.
Bump, bump, take this mask and shove it. I ain't wearing it no more.
Thank you, Jack, for putting that in there. Although I miss Aretha, so maybe you can slide her back in there some other time. Thank you so much. Oh, these masks. Yeah. We're talking today with Mark Milliman. He is a candidate for Senate, or excuse me, House District 11 for the General Assembly in Colorado. And really, I really want us to emphasize, Mark, some of these things that we've been talking about that are so important. Number one, that when you have executive orders, they need to have some kind of reasonable limitations and restrictions or standards around them. And as you pointed out, according to the statute and I would assume the Constitution of Colorado, we don't have those in place. That's why the governor and the Department of Health have been able to do perpetual public health related orders for masks and other things related to the pandemic for COVID. So it's really imperative that Colorado take back that process and put a legislative remedy in place that will limit the powers of the executive branch. That's what our system of government is all about. It's about the balance of power, checks and balances between branches. We need to put this in order. And in order to do that, we have to get a good General Assembly seated. We don't have that now. We have one that is very far left-leaning, that is getting money in extremely large amounts compared to the conservative money candidates are able to raise from leftist, social warrior, social justice engineering things, and we are just being pushed farther and farther to the left and farther away from representation of the people. And this is why it's so important that people like Mark Milliman are running for office, and not only him, but others like Barbara Kirkmeyer and many others in the state who are running. And we all, as citizens, need to be involved in those campaigns and help these people get elected. So, Mark, let me have you jump back in with whatever part, because we had two things on the table when we went away to the break. We talked about your lawsuit and what you're trying to do with it. And we also talked about the distinction that you were making about the difference between our law and laws in other states and what we need to do. So you choose which direction you want to pick back up in.
Well, we'll pick back up on the lawsuit because I think that that's most pertinent to the discussion. Our lawsuit has many facets to it, but very simply states that there is no science behind the masks. And if there was, there never used to be. You know, there's articles, peer-reviewed articles, and recommendations by the CDC that were published for years. Fauci.
Slouchy.
Or that too. Went out on 60 Minutes and said, general public should not wear masks. They are not effective. The Surgeon General tweeted and came out with two separate tweets saying the general public should not wear masks. They are not effective against COVID. Then all of a sudden on April 4th, that mysteriously changed 180 degrees. Mm-hmm. So we want them to prove the science behind it. We have dozens of peer-reviewed articles stating the opposite, that are apples-to-apples comparison. We're not seeing that right now, and they're trying to change the definitions to confuse and continue to scare people. If they cannot, which they cannot, prove that, also the proof of asymptomatic spread, which is not guaranteed or proven yet either, then these masks are symbolic speech, mm-hmm. which we know is unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. We have a federal judge. That is a First Amendment judge. He was Obama appointee, but he's very strong on the First Amendment. So we believe this will go forward. But part of what we'll do is we want to get the numbers out there. We want to get the CDPHE numbers out there and share them with the general public. There's a lot of people out there that are looking and crunching the numbers. I work with a lot of them. We've been doing this since the beginning, that has shown that the mask mandates are ineffective because we've taken the numbers out of Denver County and Arapahoe County that have had mask mandates for now 5 months, and we see no change in the shape of the curves for the outbreaks, deaths, and hospitalizations.
So you're saying that you've compared counties that have a mask order with counties that don't have a mask order, and the number of the statistics about how many cases they have?
Yeah. So the shape of the curves of the number of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths highly correlate with counties that don't have mask mandates along the Front Range. Also, just anecdotally, if we have this huge surge in cases, now that we've had this mandate for over 3 months, then why are we seeing this huge surge of cases? Mm-hmm. You know, our hospitalizations are still, you know, holding steady. Our deaths continue to decrease statewide.
Well, maybe we're seeing a huge surge of cases because everyone was locked down for so long, and now they're out in public and moving around more.
Or we're testing more.
And maybe it doesn't matter if we have a lot of cases. What really matters is the death rate.
Exactly. And that's what I've been impressing upon school districts such as St. Vrain Valley School District, is not using the number of cases and the positivity, mm-hmm. because those can be artificially inflated.
They are
being
manipulated. It's obvious. Right. You know, we were first told to flatten the curve. That's what everyone was supposed to do. Why you're supposed to stay home, why you're supposed to wash your hands, and all of those things. Okay, we flatten the curve. The curve is flat. If you look at it, you know, in terms of the number of deaths on a chart, it's flat. That was the goal. We met the goal. But as soon as we met that goal, they didn't let us get out of lockdown. They lightened it a slight bit. But in actuality, they increased the vigor that they were forcing us to wear the masks. But we were supposed to be let out of jail when we flattened the curve. But instead, then they just brought these other ridiculous and arbitrary measures into play, like positivity rating, rolling average, and number of cases.
Right. And the positivity numbers have been fudged since the beginning. We see an artificial noise floor at just about under 2% positivity. Mm-hmm. And the reason is they don't count. And even if you go to the CDPHE website, they have a disclaimer in there that they don't count all negative cases. So not only do they still test you only if you're symptomatic, mm-hmm. but now if they don't count all negative cases, you're going to artificially keep that number high.
Mm-hmm. So, wow. Tell me more about this work that Polis is doing on apps to use contact tracing. Did I say Polis?
Yeah.
Jerk off!
All right. We got that in there now.
So very early on, Jared Polis has had ties to the Boulder Tech community, of which I've been a part of too for many years. And some of his buddies, a well-known venture capitalist, as well as another guy that started and then sold a famous software virus company, prevention company. Different kind of virus. He got together with them and some of their cronies and started this contact tracing app. And it would be kind of a digital passport for your phone, mm-hmm. that you could have to say if it's all clear. And also if you came into close contact with other people that have had it or haven't, it would notify you.
It's basically a biometric chip in your phone that can communicate and network, and, you know, it knows. It's like LinkedIn can tell you if you're my second, third, or fourth generation contact. This can tell you other things. We'll be back to talk more about that in just a moment on Brain Cleavage. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation, a manufacturer of high-quality fiber optic RF video solutions. We support clients that are building video networks, whether a traditional cable operator, a broadcaster delivering signals to a cable provider, or large end users such as hospitals or universities building a campus video network. We also provide complimentary designs to confirm our customer requirements. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Are you ready for that kitchen remodel, bathroom update, or new granite countertops and backsplash? Colorado Kitchen and Bath offers all the products from the floor to the ceiling. Do you know they also have a separate in-house floor covering department? Carpet, hardwood, tile, luxury vinyl plank, laminate, and more. This is truly your one-stop shopping experience, offering quality, service, and satisfaction since 1983, right here in northern Colorado. Colorado Kitchen and Bath proudly offers R.D. Henry cabinetry with multiple styles and finishes in their builder-grade, semi-custom, and custom cabinetry line. Call today for your appointment at 970-353-2890 or just click on ckbsales.com. That's 970-353-2890 or log on to ckbsales.com. R.D. Henry cabinetry from Colorado Kitchen and Bath. If you've been putting off that remodel, now's the time.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
My name is Dwayne Brothwell. Listen to my show, Mystery Babylon, every Sunday, 11 a.m. I will show you how the birth certificate image of the beast binds you to Babylon the bank for the debt money we use to buy and sell with. That's every Sunday, 11 a.m.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm.
Chooses the appropriate.
Oh, good afternoon, everyone. This is Kara. We are talking today on Brain Cleavage with Mark Milliman, and we are thinking together today about how do we maintain our freedom? How do we reestablish our freedom? Because basically, it's been taken away. During the break, I was talking to Mark and saying, you know, I already feel like a prisoner. I'm told that lots of businesses I've gone to, when I point out that there's an exemption written into the executive order, they don't care. They say, well, we have our own policy, and we don't recognize any exemptions. So if you don't have anything covering your face, you don't come into this store. You can always just, you know, get your groceries online, and you can come to our curb and we'll load them in your car. So what that means is that I feel like I'm already in prison. I do not have the freedom to walk around and to matriculate in society as I would like, and I'm not happy about that. It's a stress. We know there are lots of mental health problems associated with this pandemic. I'm experiencing some of it myself, but I can cope. And it's not good, though, because some people have a lot more challenges in life to deal with, and it's not as easy for them to cope with these things. So we were talking about the tracking and the apps. And now, you said Governor Polis and some of his tech friends had already developed this app that's going to track people. Are they the ones that developed the app, or is this just one of the apps?
This will most likely be one of many that is developed. But, of course, because is being developed by Polis's friends, that would be the one most likely mandated for use
in Colorado.
Yeah,
They're
using the application programming interfaces created by Apple and Google within Android to enable the location and proximity sense detection of other people around you to provide this. Mm-hmm. But not only is it collecting a plethora of health information and statistics on you, your neighbors, and the people that you're around, but it also knows your shopping habits, where you're going. It'll be tracking all sorts of other non-medical and non-COVID related
information. Just like cell phones always do,
right.
Only it's going to be – all of that is going to be accessible to this one app.
Exactly. And they'll be selling that data to – big box stores, your Whole Foods or Amazons, and other people that want to buy it to understand your shopping habits, your buying habits.
And so that points out another thing that's wrong with these orders. They are unequally applied, and that should be an infringement upon people's rights as well. I think that it is an abridgment of the law. You can't – if you're going to have a law, it needs to be applied. It needs to apply to all. We have a nation that is the nation of law, the rule of law, and the law applies to everybody. And so now what has happened is that the big box stores have had an advantage and the locally owned stores have not. And this kind of thing will continue with the use of this app. Another way that is exemplified on TV commercials now is there's a Hickenlooper ad that shows him at a brewery in Boulder County and shows Hickenlooper and the owner of this brewery wearing face masks sometimes, but not all the time. And then this owner shows his employees wearing face masks in his brewery, but he's not wearing one. And so it's completely inconsistent. It's arbitrary and subjective.
And capricious.
So, yes. Okay. Those are the legal issues. Yes.
So, you know, I mean, this app will continue along that trend. But, I mean, Polis already started this when he started becoming not only executive but also legislator. He's decided what businesses will survive and will fail. And this is one of the reasons I'm running. My opponent's biggest issue to her is climate change. That's the biggest one out there that we need to deal with. My issues is, We need to reopen and rebuild the state. Mm-hmm. Those tens of thousands of businesses, all of them small, that'll never open again, that's what we need to work on, protect, and get reopened here. Mm-hmm. Not the big box stores, not your Whole Foods out there or your Best Buys mm-hmm. or Home Depots. No. It's all the family-owned little businesses and little franchises that have closed down in all these small towns that we'll never see again. So that app will continue to proliferate that behavior mm-hmm. and enforce that.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Even if we agreed that climate change was the biggest problem facing the planet, which we don't, but even if it was, what good would it do us to feel like we had addressed climate change if the people living on the planet then had absolutely no freedom to succeed and to thrive? Isn't that kind of a contradiction?
Well, for the people it is, yeah. But not for the elites that believe that they're elites and want to run the world.
Well, they're the ones who are putting the scam over on everybody. But those of you who are little people like us listening today, think about that. This is just a scam to enslave you. And the truth is, if in that system, even if it were true, you would have then no freedom and no opportunity to go out and make a living and to thrive as a human being and to have, you know, your own independent destiny.
Unfortunately, I live in a place where the people think that they're so smart and would sign up for something like that because they believe that they are part of the elites.
Mm.
And the truth is that they'll be the first one either put to death or in the gulags when this actually happens.
And they don't have the foresight to imagine that if that world is ever brought fully into existence, the freedoms that they have now will no longer exist. They see themselves in the future having the same freedoms they have now. They don't realize that in order to have that system of like this perfect planetary system, they're going to be giving up all their freedoms.
Absolutely. And this is getting far away from my campaign, but the truth is it does trickle down. The last Davos meeting was about a global reset and is using the pandemic to enable that global reset. And for a while, we were hearing about a one-world government. Mm-hmm. If we had, and Fauci even said this, if we had a one-world government, we could control this pandemic. Well, no, the truth is we could control the people.
Who said that?
Even Fauci, I believe, came out and said that.
Oh. Well, I would want to play my jerk-off button for that, but it didn't work. So anyway, yeah, you're right. This is really important stuff. And what's your impression of how the campaign is going for conservatives in general, not just yourself but the whole field?
I'm excited. Even in Boulder County, for the first time in a long time, we've had a full slate of candidates. And they're not the same names that you see on the Democratic ticket. They play musical chairs there. And that's what we've been doing here in Colorado. Mm-hmm. When we term limit somebody, they just run for another office. We have people that are from all walks of life out there.
That's right.
These days.
Yeah, well, I want to hear a little bit more about that. We have one segment remaining. And when we come back in 2 minutes here on Brain Cleavage, we'll finish speaking with Mark Milliman. Don't go away.
Hi, everyone. This is Leah. Join me Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. for Leah Live, right here on 1360 KHNC. I'll look forward to it.
Hey, folks. In today's world of turmoil and change, how do you prepare for the next crisis? With propaganda-filled airwaves, who do you trust for the straight scoop? Our company, PacmanUSA.com, is built on 60 years of experience, truth, and integrity. We offer hard-to-get items covering a wide range of needs, things not found in the local big-box store. Visit us at PacmanUSA.com. That's PacmanUSA.com.
The Patriot Trading Group is a different kind of gold and silver company, cleaning up the industry for 21 years. Are you tired of the high-pressured sales tactics, the constant phone calls? Are you done with the bait and switch? You just want to be treated fairly with honesty and respect? That's exactly what you get when you call 800-951-0592. You have my word on it. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. Check us out online at allamericangold.com.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed, for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
Hi, folks. This is Terry V. Tune in every Saturday at 2 p.m. to my new show, Terry's Views of the News. The show is about current politics. It's a hard-hitting, truth-seeking, conservative view show. So tune in on Saturdays at 2 p.m. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to Brain Cleavage. So we've got an election coming up. Everybody's well aware of that, and it's just a few days away now. What you may not realize, because we tend to be focused on the presidential election in presidential years, is that we have a huge mandate in this state to change the complexion of our General Assembly. General Assembly has gone extremely far left to the point that they even voted down a bill to render aid to any baby that actually survived an abortion. Can you imagine a full-term baby laying there on a gurney in a hospital or a clinic, bleeding and needing help and crying, and we have a General Assembly that the majority of them voted that it would not be, that you would not have a law that would require you to try to save the life of that human being. We need to change that around, and we have people that are going to do that running. Most of them are Republicans, not all. Probably some good independents out there, but generally a D usually means a demolition in this world. So I don't recommend voting for anybody with a D behind their name in this General Assembly election. And one of the good guys is with me today, Mark Milliman. And Mark is going to finish out this segment by telling us about summarizing what's on his platform and how you can help.
So I'm all about the local issues here, our economy, our education, and our infrastructure. And infrastructure isn't only roads, but also our telecommunications infrastructure, water infrastructure. As Kara said, we've gone radical left. The majority of Coloradans, no matter what you put behind your name, this current legislature and current government isn't representative. I'm one of many people running right now that are all for that and doing what the people want. We're out there listening to what you have to say and what your problems are. We got to solve those before we solve, you know, global world hunger and climate change and all that other stuff that we have almost no impact on here in Colorado. We need to preserve our culture, our environment, our agriculture, our energy, thriving energy industry, and all the small businesses, all the people that came here for a better way of life that are now suffering immense pain. The cure has been worse than the disease. And we need to flip that around. And the only way we're going to do that is flip that legislature. So whether you're in my district or any other district, let's get those incumbents out there. Let's get the everyday person that's running for office that just wants to serve their community. Let's get them in office.
Yes, amen. And how can people help your campaign and other conservative candidates?
Well, first of all, go to your county Republican Party website or go to the candidate website. Mine is millimanforco.com. That's MillimanForCO.com. Check us out. Do your homework. And if you can, pitch in a few bucks to help us get the word out.
And the most important thing is the vote, of course. Now, you can register to vote all the way up until the day of the election in Colorado. Isn't that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
I heard someone say that something else on this station the other day, so I want to make sure that everybody understands. You can register all the way up until the day of the election, and so there's no excuse not to get your vote cast.
We need to get out there and get every vote counted. Colorado is typically had a high participation rate. We need to continue that trend, but it's more important now to get out there than ever.
It is. Vote as if your life depended on it, and it really is true. Mark, I want to thank you for being my guest today, and thank you for putting your hat in the ring to run for office. It is, I know what it entails, and it is a huge, huge commitment. We really appreciate it, and also appreciate others like you who are doing this as well. Thank you so much.
Kara, thanks for having me, and I appreciate everybody's support out there. Just get the word out there about us and myself and all the other candidates. Mm-hmm. As well. That's another great way you could help us.
Absolutely. You know, the vote, it's not only about the money. These other candidates are raising a lot more money, but that's not what's going to get them in office. It's going to be the sleeping giant that wakes up and goes out and casts their vote. And that's going to be a wonderful thing when we get this legislature turned around in Colorado.
Everybody has their pain threshold, and I think people are hitting that.
I do, too. Next week, we're going to talk about what the measures are on the ballot in the election. So be sure to join us next week for that. Mark, we'll have you back again on my show. Thank you
awesome.
So much.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
You
have
bet.
A great day.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. Have a good week, and we'll see you next Wednesday on Brain Cleavage right here on the Roar of the Rockies.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948, or go to HappyHens.biz for pricing and ingredients.
Well,
at HappyHens.biz, we love HappyHens.biz. Or call us at 303-829-5948.
Hi, KHNC listeners. Jerry Axum, real estate agent with Sears Real Estate. Established in 1972, locally owned, and our office is in Greeley. Growing up in Greeley, I am very familiar with the community and surrounding towns. I'd like to talk to you about your real estate questions, needs, or wants. Jerry Axum, 970-576-1089. 576-1089 or Jerry at SearsRealEstate.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mount News Network, I'm Teresa Taylor. Thousands still haven't been able to get home or see what's left of their homes as the wildfires continue in Boulder and Larimer counties. Jim Williams reports.
There's not expected to be any break for firefighters in those areas, at least through today, as more difficult fire conditions are expected, including gusty winds of 30 miles an hour. Crews on the scene of the Cameron Peak fire say they're now losing some of their personnel to the other two, the Calwood and Left Hand Canyon fires. A post on Cameron Peak's Facebook page says the 1,400 firefighters that have been there is actually less than requested, and the numbers keep changing as other fires need people and equipment, those crews getting moved when new fires flare up. The Cameron Peak blaze, the biggest in Colorado history, was active enough Tuesday that some crews were actually brought back there for safety. It's now burned some 205,000 acres, double the size of the city of Denver. Containment currently about 50%. I'm Jim Williams.
In a Tuesday briefing, Governor Polis said he gets that a lot of folks are suffering COVID fatigue, just getting tired of hearing about the coronavirus pandemic. But right now, there are more Coloradans hospitalized with the virus than at any time since late May. There are currently 417 people being treated for COVID-19 in hospitals statewide. And it's not just hospitalizations. The state's positivity rate has risen to 6.24%, threatening more outbreaks, according to the World Health Organization. The unlicensed security guard who shot a man to death in downtown Denver on the 10th of this month is due in court today. 30-year-old Matthew Dolliff was formally charged with second-degree murder Monday. He's accused of killing 49-